W4JW4UBG.
Good morning, Kevin. W4DJW.
Good morning, sir.
I'm keeping my head above water, at least my nose anyway, so I'm not drowning. How about you? How you doing this morning?
Well, man, went and picked my wife up at the hospital. She had her pacemaker put in yesterday. She's back out here on the prowl, moving around today.
Wow, that is quick. That is just amazing. In one day and out the next. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad she's doing well. That had to be tough times, huh?
Supposed got her up there yesterday about 12 o'clock, and procedure was supposed to take place about 2, and I got up about 8:45 yesterday morning. Was fixing something to eat, and they texted her and told her that she was going to, or if she could, be there by 10:30. Well, I left the house yesterday at 10:10, and I pulled in up there at 10:35. I was flying to get there, but I got her there. They got her in, got her done, and she was back in her room by 10:30.
So she just had to stay overnight one night and then come back, or did she just recover there and come back the same day?
Overnight, for observation and all that, you know, for them to monitor the, you know, the heart rate and all that, to make sure the pacemaker was doing what they wanted it to do. And everything looks good. They downloaded the app to her phone and everything, and she's back out here on the move. Will here in the subdivision at the house. She's up here at her sister's house visiting her sister right now. And seems to be doing good, man. She seems to be moving a little bit better than she was.
Well, that is really, really good. I did not know they had an app. My dad had one of those, and he had a machine sitting on the desk, and he had to hold it up next to his heart and put the telephone receiver on that machine. And then press a button which dials a number and uploaded data. They've come a long way since then.
I've done a lot of research, man. I've done a lot of research. I've talked to this doctor like 3 different times because, you know, they say that microwavable waves like what we're using now, you know, interferes with the pacemakers. But he said as long as she wasn't around high power, that, you know, it shouldn't interfere with anything. He said the pacemakers has came a long way today compared to what they used to. Used to be, you couldn't be around a microwave or anything like that, you know, with a pacemaker because it would interfere with it. He said they've done changed a lot of that now, so. I tell you, man, I was kind of worried there, you know, about radio usage. I was constantly looking around thinking I might have to go remote, you know, and keep the station away from the house, you know, but he said that wouldn't be no big deal. I told him my whole situation, and he said as long as she wasn't, you know, around a lot of power, you know, she'd be all right. He said more like a welded machine or something like that, you know, puts off a lot of current. So had to use my mind a little bit.
Yeah, that is good to know. Good to ask questions like that, too, so you know going in instead of always being curious about it. I wondered about that with my dad, too, but it never was an issue for him. He was a ham radio operator and was on the air quite a bit on HF and never really affected him that way or in any way that anybody was ever able to detect. Well, good. I'm glad to get that behind you. Sunny skies ahead, huh?
More camping trips than I've been taking. That's kind of what I'm hoping. But, that guy that was we was talking to the other day about the tower, you know, he was talking about getting 4 sticks of tower. I got his call sign at home, but do you know who that was?
Yeah, that's Wayne, KG4MUK, down south of Anderson, I think. I think he's probably out driving during the daytime, but I'm not 100% sure. I think he's got some days off, and he's got some days that he's gone. I don't know which days are which, though. But his name is Wayne, and his call is KG4MUK.
I just talked to the guy down the road here, one of my buddies. He's got some tower down there, and he said that he, you he's more welcome to sell him, four sticks if that's what he wants. He said he'd let him have it for the same thing I got. You know, I got it for $50 a stick. And I bought 13 sticks of it. So he said he's got everything, but he don't have the top section. But I think Wayne said that he didn't really need the top section.
Well, I'll let him know if you don't let him know first. I'll keep my ears open for him, and if I hear from him, I'll relay that information to him. That's pretty good.
About 180 feet of it over there. You know, he said, if he wants it, just let him know or whatever, just let Wayne know and just let me know back or something, and we'll set up something between them, and, that way they can communicate and do what they got to do.
Sounds good. Sounds like he'll get what he's looking for. Well, I'm getting some emails pouring in here, Kevin. I need to get back to it and get caught back up again. It doesn't take long for me to get behind.
You might be working. I thought you might have the radio by yes while I was hollering at you while the wife wasn't in the car. I ain't really tried the one out in the car with her sitting here. So. But I'll let you go, man, and I'll let you get back to it and get you up on your email. But if you hear him, just let him know that he's got it. And if you want to put my telephone number down, he can call me, and I'll set something up with him, and he can call that guy and get with him.
Okay, sounds good. I think you gave that to me already, but I don't know where it is. But go ahead.
4-4-4-5-1-3-4.
I've got 864-444-5134. All right, sounds good. Well, you enjoy the day. Be careful. Be safe out there on the road. KN4UBG, W4DJW, I'll be clear.
Hey, you have a good one, and we'll holler at you later. W4DJW, KN4UBG, 73, we'll holler at you later on.
W4DJW, KN4RJN. W4DJW, KN4RJN. W4DJW, KN4RJN.